New sugya, Hilchos Kriyishma. Is Kriyishma min haTorah or is Kriyishma min haRabbanon? That sounds to us like a shaila which doesn't even start. Our Gersha the Yankas, Avad, the Kriyishma is the Raisa, shaila in the world, all three Parshiyas, Chayiv, morning, night, doesn't even begin. But really, even from what they're bringing in the countries here, it's very complex. Exactly, what's the Araisa? What's the Rabbanon? If anything is the Rabbanon, so we'll see. It's split into two, actually. So in 2 weeks, so maybe today we'll see some of the Shoroshim. Not everything I'll say to here because there's a lot to say, but we'll go through the Ikri Shoroshim and maybe start the Halacha and continue next week. We'll see. So we'll start more from what it says on Dav Zayin in the countries, which is a big discussion here. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Safek Kara Kriyishma, Safek Loi Kara. A person has a Safek, doesn't remember if he said Kriyishma or not. So, Einoi Chayzeh Rekoyre. So, he can be Mekot. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, the Gersh is more accurate, because this is a memra which is quoted but in the name of Shmuel, really. So, it's Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Safek Kara Kriyishma, Safek Loi Kara, Einoi Chayzeh Rekoyre. Why? Savak the Raisal Chumran, I thought. Savak Emes V'yatsev, Savak Loy Amar, then Choy Zevi Yomer Emes V'yatsev. Why? He does repeat Emes V'yatsev. Why is that? My time off. Why is that by Kriyishma you don't have to repeat? Kriyishma is the Rabbanon. Wow. Kriyishma is the Rabbanon, says the Gemara. And then, therefore, Savak the Rabbanon Lekula. But Emes V'yatsev is the Raisa, so you do have to repeat Emes V'yatsev. Why is it the Raisa? Because of Kriyishma, because of Metzias Mitzrayim. That's the part which is the Raisa. The part which is the Raisa is when you have to say the parsha of Kriyishma, of Zecher Letzias Mitzrayim. So, frek the Gemara, the obvious question, Masiv Rav Yosef u'b'shachbo u'kumecha. It says, you say Kriyishma when you go to sleep and when you wake up. So, Amalei Abaya, to answer for Shmuel, ahu b'divrei Torah k'siv. That's talking about divrei Torah. An amazing thing. Meaning to say that you're supposed to learn Torah morning and night. That's what it says in the Torah. Which always made me wonder. When we say Kriyishma, so what do we say? So if you're going to learn, is talking about Kriyishma, so there should be a Chiv Kriyishma also. If the way we understand it, with Rav Yosef asked, "B'shach b'chov kumecha," means "V'dibarta b'am," you should say "Kriyishma," "B'shach b'chov kumecha." So then it should say "V'dibarta b'am," you should say "Kriyishma," "B'shivtecha b'veisecha." When you get home, Kriyishma. Forget sleeping, not sleeping. Forget morning, night. "V'dibarta b'derech," when you go on traveling, say "Kriyishma." "B'shach b'chov," when you go to sleep, "Kumecha," when you wake up.
Or maybe "or." Maybe
"or."
It's if you're in your house at the time. Let's just say, or if you're on the way traveling.
Then when it comes to Bisman of Shach Bachov Kamecha. Idibarta Bam Bishetch Bisacho, Vlachtacho Vaderech, when, if it's Bishach Bachov Kamecha. That's what, okay, but I would think the Pasha, Pshat,
the
Pasha.
Should say it on their way.
Right. So, exactly. And also, Pasha, the Pasha is talking about, Vayad Vorme Elash, Anoich Mitzav Chayoim, which is the whole Torah, Vidibarta, you should speak in Torah wherever you are, when you're home, when you're going, when you're sleeping, when you wake up. And that's what. That's what Shmuel said it means. It means, but the very Torah k'siv. So, this kasha, maybe I didn't do enough eon to find who discusses this, but I don't recall the Gemara mentioning such a kasha, but that's something which bothers me. But the Maaseh of the Gemara is saying, B'shach b'chov k'mecha is like similar to a v'gisei b'yem v'layla. You should learn Torah day and night. But it's the Rabbanon. Now, Tanam, Valkeri mahar b'liba v'edim mevorech l'lefonev l'lachareho, v'lamozay mevorech l'acharo v'edim mevorech l'fonev. When it comes to Birchas HaMazon, the Balkari, what the Gemara is going here, does not say Divrei Kedusha, but the Araisa is here. The Araisa is like Birchas HaMazon, he does. The Gemara asks, if Emes V'yatsev is the Araisa, Yisakataytach Emes V'yatsev is the Araisa, Al Zecher Tzias Mitzrayim, then the Vorech L'acharea also. In other words, it should be the same way, the Bracha of Emes V'yatsev should be, the Bracha of Acha Kriyishma should be a Chiv to make, to be said, because it includes Tzias Mitzrayim. So Gemara says, "My time of Vorach, Imishu Metzias Mitzrayim, Ha'atkale." You already said it. Vayomer Hashem Amoishalema. You don't have to say a bracha for that. Ha'atkale b'Kriyishma. Okay, so this is Menageil in Yenenu. The Sfek is the point came out for what I want to bring out from this Gemara. What I want to see here is that there's a sheet that says the fee Shmuel that is the Rabbanon. And the Gemara, of course, Rav Yosef was saying otherwise. And really, there's a lot of rayas. The Mishnah just before that, which is mentioned, B'Shame Be'Sila, they learn B'Shach B'Cha. Doesn't mean you actually lie down. B'Shach B'Cha, you should lie when you're saying it. Or it means the time you go to sleep. But then learning it up, Kepshute, the Tvasak Stoma Krishma, which is a big, the Rishonim and the Achrayim ask, how could you say Krishma's the Rabbanon? If B'Shame Be'Sila have a discussion, do you say Krishma lying down physically, or it's the time you go lie down? But they learn the words, B'Shach B'Cha means referring to Krishma. Therefore, they have a discussion. Does it mean you actually lie down, B'Shach B'Cha, Uf Kumecha, you're actually standing on your feet, or does it mean that you have to say it in the time when you go to sleep? But you don't have to actually lie down. But they're learning the Pasuk as being a Daraisa, it seems. So Taisus here on the spot, on the page we were just reading, on the bottom, says, the first daf in Shas, which is Mashmod, Be'erev is the time when you say Krishma, because it says B'Shach B'cha Asmachta Ba'amuhu. So Taisa said Asmachta. It's the Rabbanon with an Asmachta, the Fishmu. Daf Gemara Shmu, of course. So now the Gemara. Now the next page over here has a whole quote of almost the whole Amud. You want to see the whole thing? We want to see the right at the end of it. But the discussion of that whole Amud is which parts are Ma'akev Kavana? The first parsha, the first pasuk, the second parsha, or is it enough just to read the words? There's a point where if you read it, even though you didn't have Kavana, is good enough. And the Gemara discusses which part is Ma'akev. I don't understand why say something when you don't have Kavana. What's the say, it's enough to have kriya without kavana. Adkan kavana, mikam elach kriya. So what kind of thing is that? You say the words without kavana, then so it could be.
Does machlek is regarding the lashon? Even if you don't understand the words, you're supposed to say it in lashon.
It doesn't say by bench you have to have kavana.
Right. So exactly, you could be yoytze in a different language if you don't understand.
If there's a mitzvah to say it, you say it.
Right.
If you know that you're doing a mitzvah, this is what I have to say.
Right. Well.
So, by
Megillah.
Megillah
that the Noshim don't understand. So there, by Megillah, you could say that the Pshat is that it's presuming Nisa. They know there's a story here about a Nes that happened, and we're here
so
discussing
Krishna.
It. So this is what I was getting at. It must be, you know, the Yakub Purkan.
They changed the language, right? Because they didn't understand.
Because they didn't understand. Right, so there they want you to understand the words. But so by Krishma, like there would be.
That's the whole clear about Krishma, but you have the other sugyas of Leish Shmela, that Krishma is mechuyev to be Lashmela Oznai.
Right.
Right? So then the whole Shaila, if you say it and you don't hear it, there's a train passing, was it?
Right. Right, it came out of your mouth.
So this whole thing, what is the mitzvah? What's the Kriya?
Right. So what's the Kriya? So the Kriya is Kabbalah Samacha Shemaim. You have to say, I'm reading it, and I know that this is a process of Kabbalah Samach Shemaim.
Like Shmuel, and that's what Taisus and Gemara really brings it out. Like Shmuel, that it's the Rabbanah.
Yeah.
It's some sort of mitzvah to read Torah.
It's Limud HaTorah.
It's Limud HaTorah that brings about Omach Shemaim.
Right.
It's an abstract mitzvah.
Right. So it's interesting that I once saw Ricky Veger, if I maybe mentioned this a few years ago, Ricky Veger that says that you yoytze kriya shema, I'm a ratzin, don't even know the pir shamir is for the first pasuk. So he asks, on Dafid Gimel, oh, it's on this, yeah, Dafid Gimel, but Aleph. He says, but I'm a ratzin, don't know what the words mean. Bechlal, nothing. They never taught taich words. So he says, but they know that it's kabbalah samachos shemaim, and that's enough. But even on the first pasuk, where the Gemara is mashed, we have to have kavana. Okay, so he said that's also yotze kavana. So I told once Rabbi Ganachovsky, I said there's such a Ricky Veger. He said, what, the first pasuk you yotze without Pirush Hamilas even? So I went upstairs from the Ricky Veger, I showed him. He said, ah, the koyach of Rabbi Kiveger. He says the mechazam maratzam ayotze. They don't even know what they're saying because they know they're mechavo machashemaim. He says you need Ricky Veger to do that. But that it's a similar idea you've said now, even in the first pasuk. So now, so that's the Gemara behind the bottom. Now we want to know what's the Arai. So we're going to go not like Shmuel, because that's the Poiskim, Kamat, not Kamat. The Poiskim don't go. The Rishonim don't go like Shmuel, it's the Rabbanon. We pass it's the Arai. The question is, how much is the Arai? We'll have to see them again. Lamaisa, it has nafkaminas. Zman Kriya Shema, what you have to say, and if you dive in too early, what you have to repeat at night. So that's going to be more the halachic part. But what is Nina Torah? So it says over here, it's right before the widest lines, three lines up. Tanu Rabbanon, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Zu Kriya Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Rabbeinu HaKadosh, that was how he was Yotze Kriya Shema. Amazing. First pasuk. Omar Le Rav Le Rav Chiyo. So he said, Rav told Rav Chiyo, who both Tamidim from Rebbe, Le Chazina Le Le Rebbe, the Mekabal Le Machu Shemaim. I didn't say him say Kriya Shema. When does he say Kriya Shema? He was giving a shiur. They would start, let's say, before the Nates, or before the Zman Tefillah. They would give a shiur, we would go. And then, it was a Kriya Shema. This man of Kriya Shema passed already. Omalei Barpaksi, so Abchia called Rav Barpaksi, whatever, but why that's another time. B'shoshem Mavi Yodav Alpanov, Mekabal Olav Omachos Shemaim. When you see him going with his hands on his eyes like that for a second, or for whatever amount of time, and I'm saying a second, when he put his hands on his eyes, that's when he was Mekabal Omachos Shemaim, when he said Kriya Shema. That's it. So you see, it's the first pasuk. That's it, first pasuk. The Gemara says, "Chayzev v'goyimoy." Ain't a chayzev v'goyimoy. Did he repeat? Did he say the rest of it or not? Barakafra Amar ain't a chayzev v'goyimoy. He didn't finish the rest. Shem Rebbe Amar chayzev v'goyimoy. So he says, "Amule barakafra Rab Shimon, but Rebbe Bishlam amule di di. That means ain't a chayzev v'goyimoy. He didn't say the rest. Hainu de mahad the Rebbe Ashmait said the Isbetis Mitzrayim. I understand why he would after the shir. You know, some shir they would say, "Bechani min akashu aymer yashakosh bochul zakes." So Rebbe would finish his shir and he would say a psavarta Yitzis Mitzrayim. So he would say something about Yitzis Mitzrayim. So he says, according to me, that Rebbe did not repeat the rest. When was the Yotze Mitzvah of Zeich Yitzis Mitzrayim? He was Yotze at the end of the shir, he would say a vart or a pasuk or something that has to do with Yitzis Mitzrayim. But according to you, that he said the entire parashas later, so he was Mekayim Yitzis Mitzrayim. Why did he do that for? So he says, she said the reason is that the Haskit Yitzis Mitzrayim b'zmano. He wanted to make sure that Yitzis Mitzrayim was sent in the Zman in the right time. Otherwise, if he would wait till after the Shir, so he would miss the Zeich Yitzis Mitzrayim in the Zman. What? No, you're right. There's two things. It's Kabbos Amach Shemaim, the Shema part, and the Zeich Yitzis Mitzrayim is later. So he wanted to Mekayim that in the Zman. So
he said it's not in the Zman. Yitzis Mitzrayim is not in the Zman.
No, the shir finished. He said that he wanted to do bizman. Or Rashi says bizman Kriya Shema. He wanted to be yotze that he repeated a piece of Zeich Yitzis Mitzrayim instead of Parshas Tzitzis to be in order to be yotze Kriya Shema and Yitzis Mitzrayim at the same time. That's why he said. But really, he was yotze mitzvahs Kriya Shema when he covered his eyes. That's one. And he repeated at the end of the shir avart on Yitzis Mitzrayim to be Yotzi Yitzis Mitzrayim. But he didn't say all the parshas over. Just that. So here we see the Paiskin one, the Rishonim say, like the Rashi on the next page says, Beferish, we see from here, in the middle of the Tavka Pasuk, Rishon Shuman HaToyro. That's it. That's all. What? Right. Really, make it a din, you don't have to. It sounds like there's a discussion. Do we have to be makbet to say the zman, the zeichel Yitzis Mitzrayim in the same zman as Kriya Shema? For example, you want to say before davening, the davening is not going to make zman Kriya Shema. So you want to say Kriya Shema first. So you say Kriya Shema. You can just say Shema, Vayom Shemaya, and Vayomer. I'll say it during davening, even though it's after the zman. Meikar Adin, I believe, you yoytze after the zman too. It's a prichodosh lechatchila, which would be coming from this Gemara. It sounds like it. From this Gemara, he was mahadet. He repeated it in order to be saved, Matthias and Simon is mine, but you wouldn't have to. So that means it would be, the announcement would have to be, everyone's reminded to say, with the first two parashas of Kishma. But we don't want to put out, as I say, put your heads between the mountains, we'll see soon, that's how Pashat. You know, don't. So let's see now. So that's the first day. One pasuk in your Yoytze. Gevald Gezach, one pasuk. The problem is that there are some days that hold that you have to say, that Rebbe said the whole first parsha. So Rabbeinu Yoina, here in Daf Yud, he says, Avada Rebbe didn't just cover his eyes and go back to the shir. He said the whole first parsha. He says, Dr. Rabbeinu Yoina, have you arrived at Aminon? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, that's Kriya Shema Shel Rabbi Yehuda Anasi. Umefarish Moriah Rav, this is Tamid Rabbeinu Yoina talking, B'shem Rabbeinu Yoina. The Ratzal Loimar Kol Aperik. The whole Perik. Vim Issa the Kulumin HaTorah. If everything was Min HaTorah, He says a Moed Gezachar Ben Yoina. The first parsha, which is very schwer. I mean, it's not Masha. He covered his eyes and he said just that. That the whole first parsha takes time. How could Rav go to Rav and say, I didn't notice that he said over Krishma? He said when he covers his eyes, he said it. What do you mean? He's giving a shir. Rebbe is giving a shir. One mission like this, one mission like that. He stops, and he goes like this. Takes him a minute, 30 seconds. And Rebbe would say, I didn't see him say Krishma. So when he put his hand on his head, he was saying it. Maybe that's not Krishma. I've gone to the Slavs, you know, takes a few minutes. That was took him 1 minute, 2 minutes, too fast for Krishma. No. That was also good enough during the shir. He didn't say with the Gantz of Knack. I don't know. What I see that Rabbi Yashiv asked it. They bring here from the Shi'ur on your base. They bring Rabbi Yashiv in his shir said, the Ktas Doichak, Eich Lechazi Rav LeRebbe Shemekabal Le'omach HaShemayim. He would have seen it. If it's one pasuk, you could say, you know, you think he's thinking something. Okay, maybe the same thing. He was thinking for a minute and he said Shema. Whatever it is, it's Ha'ara. It's Nishkein Bamba L'chayra. But that's how Rabbeinu Yonah learned it up. So we just upgraded, so to speak. The whole first parsha, Rabbeinu says, must be that the first parsha is the Araisa, but the second parsha is the Rabbanan. Now, one of the Araisa we started when they started bringing this series on Kriyashma, Rashi, in the very first or second Rashi in Shas, said that we're Yotze Kriyashma. Let me get it somewhere. Yeah, on the Shid Gimel. That Rashi said when we repeat, Choyv Aleinu Likroisim Shetechshach Ubekriyas Pashri Shoinosh Adam Korah Mitasa Yotze. Rashi, when we repeat the first parsha, when we go to sleep, Kriyas Malamita Yotze, that first parsha, that's all. Taisis asked right away on Rashi over there, you should say all three. Haleinu Adam Rogin Likroisim Samach Lachashecha Pashri Shoinosh. And he says that all three over. You see right away the first Taisis and Shas is leaning up. That all three are Daraisa, and you have to repeat all of them. And Rashi is saying that it's the first parsha. Right away, the first Machlokes Rashi and Taisis, there's hundreds, there's thousands of them all over Shas. The first one is the first parsha Daraisa, or is all three Daraisa? Now, again, if all three is Daraisa, what did Rebbe do? What Rebbe said the whole Kriya Shema? And he said, I didn't see Rebbe say Shema. It's become a bit of a Deichik L'chayr. But Lamaisa, Rashi's very good. All you have to do is say the first Pasha. Fakir, Rashi's a Chumrah. Because we're saying Rebbe's Mashmah, that the first Pasuk is the Araisa. We're going to see the Magen Avraham Pasuk like that. The Beis Yosef and the Magen Avraham are going to Paskin. The first Pasuk is the Araisa. Not even the first Pasha. The first Pasuk is the Araisa. So Rashi Fakir, Rashi's being Machmir then. Even the first Pasha, not just the first Pasuk.
You only did the first Pasha. They're all three the Araisa. You only did the first Pasha.
And then you.
Can I
use
anything?
Then you did the first one.
Right.
So what?
Let's say whatever.
Let's
say you did like Rashi, but you hold the right. So I'm just saying the first one.
So the feet. So that's very interesting. Are you Yoitze Krishma if you said only the first parsha? So there's a shita over here, a very interesting shita, which is the shita of the Kiryat Sefer. It's on Daf Yud Zayin. It's the Kiryat Sefer, and really the Aruch HaShulchan. You see, he brings it betamsis. If you look on Daf, you test. He brings this Kiryat Sefer also. So, a very interesting chiddush. Zokta Aruch HaShulchan. Krakasavnu b'simen unches. Sheish machlekes kam huchiyu v'shal Torah. B'kriyashma. Yeisham posuk echad. Yeisham parshi v'shoyna. Yeisham shnei parshi yois. Ulateinu ledas haRambam kulen heimen haTorah. Rambam is brought. Yes, so the Rambam says, actually for some reason, this Rambam is brought on Daf Chavav. Just stop for a moment. Look at Daf Chavav. You read the Rambam. You see Lachaira. That's where Mamash like Taisus. The Rambam says in the Halacha Beis, Mahu Kaira Shlosha Parshas Elu Hain Shema Oim Shmoya Vayomer. Maktim Nekos Parshas Shema Pnei Shesh Biyuch Hashem Avasoi VeTamudoi Shu Ikra Gadol Shakol Toliboy. That's the first. Then comes Vayom Shmoya Shesh Bat Tzivu Yashar Mitzvus VeYachar Tzitzis Shgam Hu. He's learning up all three atatmen haTorah. You see, now the Gemara with Rebbe. There seems to be other Gemaras that indicate otherwise, and it could be a machlekes in the Gemara. But he brings so back to the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, "Datenu das Rambam kulon him in haTorah." So now he says, "V'isil echad migdolim shakasa the shneim emes." And this goes to the idea what you were saying about the about this. The Minat Torah Kolagim Parshish Chayiv LeKroisim. Ulehepich Yoytzim Minat Torah Pasuk Rishon. Minat Torah, you have to read all three. Yoytzim Minat Torah if you read all three. What's the pshat? Like this. Midavi Talmud Torah Shchayiv Minat Torah Lumud. The person's chayiv to learn Torah the whole time. But in Lomat Ktsas B'Yoyim Ktsas B'Layla. He's saying, the more you learn, the more you mekayim the mitzvah. It doesn't mean when a person's learned and he says, I'm done. It just means you mekayim a mitzvah, very good. You have more opportunities and you have more. So there's a mitzvah min ha-Torah. It sounds like a mitzvah kiyumis almost. It's a mitzvah min ha-Torah to read all three. But there's a minimum. Yoyim v'layla. That's the minimum. If you're moisif, you're moisif. So he says, Svara Gedoyla is Dr. Ochar Shulchan. The commercial batal in the Torah, Kol Masha Eloi made, Yoyse, Yesh, Loi, Shcha, Yoyse, Kvokim, Bekrishma, Kula min ha Torah, Umikom Mokam Yotza, Be'echo Mehem. So, Be'echo, it's Mordek Gezach, Echo Mehem. Well, if you just said, Vahayim Shemoya, then you're good. Let's say a person, so it happens, he's saying Shema, and he realizes he didn't have Kavan, Pir Shemilas. Okay, I'll be Yotza, Vahayim Shemoya. That I don't think we say, it's Ma'akiv. The first Pasuk, the kavanah on the Pir Shamilis, at least the first pasuk, and really to Aluv Avecha, Lechatchila, one is, the kavanah is ma'akiv, to the words Aluv Avecha. Even if the person is saying it, he should stop. If that's his one way to shul, and he sees Gemisma Kishma, so he wants to say Shema there, he's supposed to stop, stand, at least the first pasuk, if not, and even Lechatchila to Aluv Avecha, and then continue walking. So, but he's saying over here, Moedek Pshara, everything's been a Torah, but the Mitzvah Chiyuvis is to be a minimum. So that's how the Aruch HaShulchan wants to learn. The Pichadosh also learns very stark. The Pichadosh says that the person has to do all three Minat Torah. So now what's very interesting here is that, what do they do with Shmuel again? We go back to Shmuel. Shmuel says the Rabbanon. Shmuel, the Mishnah is, nothing seems to be on Shmuel's side. The Tanoim, they all talk about, does it mean how you say it? All the Gemaras, Rebbe, but Shmuel was arguing on Rebbe that the minimum is the first pasuk. Even that's the Rabbanon. How did Shmuel understand it? So there's an interesting Rabbeinu Yoyne here again on page Chof Aleph that he says what Shmuel meant. Of course, it's Minat Torah. It means interesting split. Not an Asmacht like Tosha says. Look at Rabbeinu Yoyne there. The Sfir Leil Shmuel, the Kriyishma is the Rabbanon. Pshat is like this. Shvir leilu Shmuel shlo omra Torah dafka kriyishma. El she yikra b'toyro b'chol mokam she yirtze umash adu koirin zoysa parasha dafka en yelam adu rabbonam. Lefikach shvir leilu en lechoyzev koirin. The pshat is that the chachamim are mesakin that that's what you have to do to be mekayim your minat Torah. Everybody has to learn a minimal amount. Chazal said that minimal amount is going to begin with Kriya Shema. You want to add like you're supposed to add, but min haTorah a person could learn in the morning. He gets up, he learns Eizu Mekayman, whatever, and at night he learns whatever he wants to learn and something else in any other part of Torah. Good, but the Chacham said no. There's a chiyuv min haTorah. The Baruch Hashem said learn day and night. We're saying that should be Kriya Shema. Then you should add. So the pshat is there is a kiyum min haTorah of Kriya Shema, but on the Rabbanon based. The Rabbanon guided you what should be your kiyum haTorah. That's what it is. You have similar things in a certain way. Let's say there are many shittas hold a dogma out of I'm not connected. Let's say chalamoid. Many we should learn there is chalamoid. The mulach and chalamoid is min haTorah. Aye, some things we do, some things we don't do. Yes, drive, but not this. And yes, that. The chachamim were had a koyach to guide you. What is included in the Din Torah? It's not an exact din in this, but there's such a concept that the Torah gave the rights to the Chacham to be kavir. It's like a sasur bin the Torah. So Shmuel learned avada b'shach b'cha means min haTorah, but emekumecha is min haTorah means Kriya Shema. The Torah. But now the Chacham said what it is. That's the way we have to go. But if you have a suffix, then you can be yotzei ready with something else. So this is how Shmuel went. Now this Shiloh which we're seeing over here, is it the Reis or the Rabbanon, has a lot of first or second parsha as well, has many has nafkaminas halacha like we spoke about some, Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll discuss what the Bubing the Paiskim, how they paskin and where it has nafkamin is lalach.
You said the word before that,
huh?